أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء
عليم. Was a human being. And this was very clear when you read his story in the four Gospels. You find out that he was a human being. Okay, he used to eat, he used to sleep, he used to walk, he used to talk, he used to ride his donkey, move between people, talk to them. He was a normal guy. He was not God. Because all his traits, all his characteristics were so human. Okay? So, I want you to check something with me. And let's move, as we said, let's go into the Holy Bible one more time. And listeners to the Book of Kings 1. 1 Kings and chapter 18, 27. And this is the story of Elijah. And Elijah was having a fight between him and those people who used to worship the Baal. And the Baal was a false god. Okay? And those guys who used to worship the Baal, they started dancing around the idol, you know. And they were naked, saying things and shouting and screaming and calling upon the false god. So Elijah, this is a great prophet, wanted to make fun of them. And this is what he said. Surely, he is a god. Elijah said, shout louder. It means, raise your voice, shout louder. Surely, he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought. Or busy. Or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping. And must be awakened. Okay? Now, look at what this great prophet said. He's trying to tell us that these traits, these characteristics, cannot be attributed to God. He said, he's trying to make fun one more time of those who worship the Baal. Shout louder, he said. Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened. Now, I need to tell you something. What I know from the Holy Bible, that Jesus Christ used to be deep in thought, busy, he used to travel, and he used to sleep. Because he was a human being. But as I see here, Elijah is trying to tell us that these characteristics cannot be attributed to God. God does not need all that. God does not need anything, does not need anyone. Because God is the most supreme, the most high, the greatest. Okay? So, let me move with you to Psalms 121:4. And let's see what David is saying about God. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He's trying to tell us that God does not sleep. God does not sleep. But actually, Jesus Christ used to sleep because he was a human being. But David is telling us that, no. God does not sleep. Okay? And believe me that Jesus is not God. He was a human being. He used to sleep and talk and walk. So, again with me, let's go to Matthew, okay, 21:18. Now let's read together. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." In Galilee, okay? So, this is one part, so people knew that Jesus Christ was a prophet. They didn't say, "Oh, God has come." No. He said, "The prophet from Galilee." Okay, but let's move to 18, and this is what I really want. Okay, early in the morning, and this is about Jesus Christ, early in the morning as he was in his way back to the city, he was hungry. What? God was hungry? Terrible. If God was hungry, what would people do, huh? Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Please stop telling us that Jesus is God, because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is from your book. We cannot accept that. A hungry God? How can we worship a hungry God? If I am hungry, whom am I going to ask to give me some food? If I am going to worship a hungry God. Okay? These characteristics are so human, and Jesus Christ was a human being. He was not God. So let me move to Luke 4:1. Let's see. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. He was hungry. One more time. Okay? Jesus Christ was hungry. I don't know. I don't believe that people can worship a God that is hungry. So let's move to John 19:28. What do we have here? Later, knowing that all was now completed and saw that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." He said, "I'm thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." Okay, so, as you see, Jesus Christ used to be hungry, he used to be thirsty, and it is impossible that these traits can be attributed to God. God cannot be thirsty. God cannot be hungry. Because God is the one who provides us with everything we need. God is the one who gives us whatever we need. If we need something, we just ask God. If we want something, we ask God. If God is in need of anything, why do we worship him anyway? And I want you to take care of what was written in the Holy Quran describing Allah, describing God. Allah says in chapter 112, describing himself, talking to Prophet Muhammad, say, "He is Allah the One, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him." None like unto him. God cannot be compared with anybody. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.